Inside Mac.
For Thursday, November 2nd, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. No slowdown in the future, according to Mr. Wu. Is it YouTube or YouTube? And have no fear, the eye disguise is here. Apple has released an update to Aperture. Aperture 1.5.1 is a maintenance update that improves overall reliability and performance in many areas of the application, including keywords, cropping, previews, metadata presets, file renaming, iPhoto library import, and watermarks. The update is recommended for all Aperture users and requires macOS 10.4.8. In addition, Apple has posted a 30-day trial but requires a serial number for entry. Apple has also released X11 Update 2006, the latest version of its complete X-Window system implementation for running X11-based applications on macOS 10. The update addresses several issues in the X11 for macOS 10 package, enabling it to better handle GLX stereo visuals and off-screen rendering to GLX pbuffers and pixmaps. Apple's market share is up 34.6% year-on-year. Macs accounted for a total of 5.21% of the web usage market in October, and amazingly, Intel Macs have accounted for 1.12%, implying that one in around five Macs used online are now Intel-based. Last January, Intel Macs had no presence at all online. And there is no slowdown in the foreseeable future, as American Technology Research Senior Analyst Sha Wu believes that the company will see a sizable upside ahead of Macworld Expo in January of next year. He stated, "We see several catalysts over the next few quarters, including macOS 10 Leopard, the launch of ITV, movie content partners beyond Disney, new iPod features, including widescreen and wireless Bluetooth capability, and cell phones sometimes in 2007 that will help maintain strong Mac momentum." Mr. Wu also believes that the MacBook and second-gen iPod shuffle have an important role to play. Based on ATR research, Mr. Wu says the MacBook continues to be the top-selling Mac due to its excellent value and solid feature set. Meanwhile, the iPod shuffle, which will be in stores tomorrow, has seen strong demand, and the analyst believes that it could end up being the top-selling iPod and gain significant share against the flash competitors. Mr. Wu is maintaining his buy rating for Apple stock with a target price of $92. The popular site YouTube has found itself in the middle of a lawsuit. It seems that many people are a little confused about the correct spelling of the URL. Instead of typing in Y-O-U, they type in the letter U and get a much different experience. Instead of watching videos, they're looking at used tubes and pipe equipment, and the dealer isn't happy about it. The dealer of used tubes and pipe equipment filed a lawsuit in hopes of stripping YouTube of its domain name. You would think that the owner would welcome all the page views, but it seems that it is not just one or two people visiting the site. It's more like 70,000 per day. He said the confused web surfers have crashed Universal Tube's server several times, forcing the company to switch internet service providers at an additional monthly cost in order to handle the increased traffic. The owner claims that he now receives rude emails from people who are confused about why they can't find videos on the site, and he has also received messages from law enforcement officials trying to track down the source of child porn posted on YouTube.com. UniversalTube is asking the court to stop YouTube from using the YouTube.com domain and turn it over to UniversalTube. The company is seeking damages to be determined by the court and other monetary payment, including three times YouTube's profits from infringing sales. Coming up, Parlez-vous Français, when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
Whenever my systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying?
Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. BlackBerry owners can now have the best of both worlds. Information Appliance Associates has released Pearl Tunes, the new software utility for BlackBerry Pearl 8100. It allows users to copy and convert non-copy protected MP3s from Apple's iTunes to the microSD memory card on the BlackBerry. The software can copy favorite iTunes playlists to the BlackBerry 8100 without requiring user intervention once playlists are selected. Pearl Tunes is priced at $10 and requires Microsoft Windows 2000 XP and Apple's iTunes. If you carry an iPod but always fear that you may be mugged, there's a new case out there that will actually disguise the MP3 player by placing it inside a tin mint can. The candy mint tins will act as a theft deterrent while also protecting your iPod from scratching or dropping. The cases are made of high-quality tin metal and are lined with a high-density foam to securely hold the device in place. The candy mint tins come in two different flavors, peppermint and wintergreen. At this point, the iPod tins can only hold the first and second gen Nanos and the Shuffle. More models should be released soon. But both the wintergreen case and the peppermint case will cost you $14.95 US. But who can put a price on safety? It seems that a few people have noticed a little change after they've upgraded to iTunes 7.0.2. They couldn't read the music they wanted to purchase because it was in a different language. Shortly following the upgrade, their default country was changed for the iTunes store. One confused iTunes user said, "I discovered this morning that iTunes thought I lived in France." It is not directly related to iTunes 7.0.2, as users who haven't updated to the new version have also experienced the same mini-vacation. It's not known why this is happening. It may be the result of other iTunes store renovations that are being done, but if you find yourself looking at a different language, resolving the glitch is quite easy. Just scroll down to the bottom of the iTunes Store homepage and select the country you actually reside in. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.